Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a 5-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Education is a funny thing. It, like many things, swings in and out of favor. Across history, we see the thirst for knowledge and the veneration of intelligence during the Enlightenment, the Victorian era, and the post-World War II period of peace and prosperity. We have also seen the opposite swing of the pendulum after the fall of the Roman Empire, the launching of the Industrial Revolution, the Scopes Trial of the 1920s, the rise of McCarthyism in the 1950s, and the rather more recent rise of expert skepticism of the 2010s and the growth of conspiracy culture. Well, I think our frequent forays into Uncle William's world are not just a temporary tendency. I would even go so far as to say that feeding your head is not just a fleeting fancy, an ephemeral enthusiasm. It is, at least in my mind, rather fashionable at the moment. Or it should be. That was a long walk, I know. But it was, it will not surprise you, Uncle William who first coined fashionable for us. And speaking of rather long walks, we must don our sandals and traipse even further back in time, to an age of antiquity, to the ancient city of Troy. Yes, that one. For Uncle Will's take on the Trojan War in his tale of Troilus and Cressida for the first usage of the word. The play so far. Trojan prince Troilus falls hard for Cressida, the daughter of a Trojan defector, and enlists Cressida's uncle to play matchmaker. Meanwhile, the Greek and Trojan armies are locked in a weary, cynical stalemate outside the walls of Troy, with the gods remaining curiously silent. Cressida and Troilus finally profess their love and share a night together, swearing eternal fidelity. However, the next morning, Cressida is traded to the Greeks in a politically convenient prisoner exchange. Meanwhile, by Act 3, over in the Greek camp, Achilles, the great demigod warrior, is refusing to fight, sulking in his tent. Ulysses, meanwhile, hatches a plan to have some of his men talk about how amazing the warrior Ajax is within earshot of Achilles, in an attempt to stir the green-eyed monster within him and get his moody butt back in his battle breeches. Achilles hears them and complains to Ulysses that people have forgot what a winsome warrior he was, to which Ulysses remarks that public opinion is as fickle as it is fashionable, and more to the point, if you don't get back out there, you're in danger of going from hero to has-been.
Why, even already they've clapped the lover Ajax on the shoulder as if his foot were on brave Hector's breast and great Troy shrieking.
I do believe it. For they pass by me as misers do by beggars, neither gave to me good word nor look. What are my deeds forgot?
Time hath, my lord, a wallet at his back wherein he puts arms for oblivion, a great-sized monster of ingratitudes. For time is like a fashionable host that slightly shakes his parting guest by the hand, and with his arms outstretched as he would fly, grasps in the comer.
Fashionable, as you might cleverly spot, comes from fashion, with the suffix able, ably fashioned, on its caboose. Fashion itself originates from the Middle English via the French façon, meaning manner, way, or form. The addition of the suffix able is used to transform nouns to adjectives, in this case indicating capability or suitability. Therefore, fashionable initially meant capable of being fashioned, and only later evolved to signify conforming to prevailing tastes, or, as we bandy it about today, stylish, rather much like education should be. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.